Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
Talking to Kevin Sorbo today at SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, in the school setting, it's crazy because we hear a lot of skeptics say, you know, science and religion, they're at odds with one another. But then when we study truth, it usually leads you directly towards God, because when you talk about truth, you generally start talking about purpose, huh?
No question. You mentioned truth, which a lot of people don't like anymore. They like lies. They like living in a controlled environment. And it's quite interesting. You know, my atheist and agnostic friends, we have great debates. We're still friends. We're not ready to kill each other just because we have difference of opinions. But it is interesting when you mention truth, because every time I post anything on the internet, you get that 5% that just want to attack you no matter what you say. And all they say is, you're wrong. They don't tell me how I'm wrong. They just say, you're wrong. You know, but a lot of times they hate statistics. They hate facts. They hate truth. They just wanted to say, you're wrong. And then they walk away. And I go, I guess I lost another debate. You know, so.
Well, it's funny, too, because if we're actually pursuing truth and we're on a quest to knowledge, we've got to listen as much as we talk, right? And so I don't know everything. That's why I go to college. That's why we went to high school. That's why we pursue degrees, or we read God's word to learn more about things that we're not just naturally going to know or soak it up by just, hey, I picked up this book. Did I get all the knowledge out of this book? It's like, no.
I was lucky with this documentary because I got to work with Dr. John Lennox. He's an amazing guy. If you don't know who he is, he's an apologist. He's debated Dawkins and Hitchens. And we spent 3 weeks in Oxford, England, where he's a retired math professor there. He also holds like 5 doctorates and speaks 6 languages. And then we shot 3 weeks there and 2 weeks in Israel. And I don't know everything either. Trust me. I mean, this guy, when this movie comes out, November 19th and the 23rd, it's a Fathom event. People got to go to againstthetide.movie. You'll put in your zip code and they'll tell you where the movie's shown near you, November 19th and 23rd, just those 2 dates. And he is like the bullet point, you know, doctor, anybody that has any kind of faith whatsoever, bullet points to have great discussions with atheists and agnostics and, you know, kill them with kindness like Dr. Jen Lennox does. I mean, this guy, he's so smart and he's so gentle and he's so funny and he's got this Winnie the Pooh voice and he just wins you over with his, I mean, when you see his debates against these atheists, you see them, the blood, their veins are sticking out. They're just getting angry. And he just says, well, no, let's look at it this way, you know? So it's an interesting look at proving God in a scientific world. And, I'm just a narrator. I'm on camera with him, but I just sort of lead the way for him to take over. He is the star of his documentary, and it was so well received at the NRB in Nashville, the National Religious Broadcasters, in February before COVID shut the world down, that we had 2 screenings for it because we had standing room only and people couldn't see it. So we had an extra screening. So people love it.
Well, we're talking to Kevin Sorbo today at SOS Radio. You might recognize him from Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, or movies like God's Not Dead, and Soul Surfer, and Let There Be Light. And Kevin, you've wrestled with truth and purpose over the years. You've had a lot of success in movies and in TV, but you leave it there and you go, I still am pursuing something. Something's not quite clicking, and that's been a part of your journey.
Well, I've had 2 eye-opening experiences in my life. One happened way back when I was 13 years old, and our church went to, I grew up in Minnesota, our church went to see Billy Graham speak at the St. Paul Fairgrounds, and there were like 250,000 people there. It was amazing. It was a hot August night. The full moon was out. He was just up there, just going at it, and I was blown away by the way he could speak. So when he said, look, we got these volunteers up here. If you'd like to come up and pray, talk, whatever. Here I was, 13 years old, and I was just moved to go up there and talk. So I sat in the grass with this guy. We just started talking. All of a sudden, a hand went on my head, and I turned around, and it was Billy Graham. And his head was perfectly blocking the moon. Just the light right here was like, oh, you know, it's like a choir of angels singing behind him. And he prayed for me. I got goosebumps, and I still tell the story. And then again, it happened at the end of season 5 in Hercules. I spent 7 years in New Zealand filming that series. The last few months, season 5's having all kinds of problems. My left arm and shoulder, couldn't figure what was going on. I was doing all my own stunts. I was working 14-hour days, lifting weights 2 hours every day. So I was totally into the character and totally into loving that TV show. I get back to L.A. I go see my doctor about my arm. He finds a lump. I went to see my chiropractor. In 8 years, he's never cracked my neck because I don't like my neck cracked. I'm laying on the table, a voice over and over, don't let him crack your neck, yelling at me in my head. I'm going, He's never cracked my neck. Why would he crack it? Well, he cracked it. That lump ended up being an aneurysm that had been spitting blood clots into my arm for months, suffocating the flow of blood into my fingers. That's why I was cold and numb. Well, that crack forced a series of strokes into my brain, and I suffered four strokes. So, I mean, I was talking, I knew I'd suffered strokes. The one in the speech dissolved on the way to the hospital as they rushed me to get to the hospital. But I spent the next 3 years recovering from those strokes and learning how to walk and balance again. It was a long journey for me. So I've always been a man of faith, but I never really needed faith until I hit that roadblock. And look at me. I was in great shape on that television series, and I still suffered strokes and had an aneurysm. So really, it comes down to when you hit those roadblocks, how do you react to it? You've got to find your own true strength. Because in Hercules, I had a bunch of stunt guys making me look good. But in real life, you got to find your own true strength. You know, when you fall off that saddle or get hit in that batter's box, you got to right back in again.
We all go through this quest for truth and this quest for knowledge. And we try to benchmark what truth actually is. And in the culture we live in, it seems like most people don't even care about truth. We're talking with Kevin Sorbo on SWS Radio. And Kevin, you actually went through an entire journey with Dr. John Lennox, who's a professor at Oxford. And he's a mathematician. He's a philosopher. And you talk about what truth is. You talk about how we find truth, because there's a lot of skeptics out there that they try to make truth all about emotion and all about experience.
Everybody that I know that doesn't have any kind of faith in their life, they just say the Bible's just mythology and blah, blah, blah. And you're going, well, wait a minute. Every scholar agrees that Jesus did exist. There was a Jesus. Whether you want to believe he's the Son of God or not, that's not really the point here. But here's the interesting thing, because they say, and everybody agrees, he was crucified. Where they have a problem with believing, wow, he's Son of God. Did he rise from the dead? Well, here's the thing. Where's the body? Everybody else has grave markers and stuff like that. The body is gone. The body was gone. There was nothing. There was no proof of anything of saying that. I did another documentary called Exodus, Proof of Evidence, that Tim Mahoney did, and I narrated that one. He spent 10 years in Egypt through archaeological digs to prove the Exodus happened, and he ends up proving it happened. So it's in the Old Testament. So people have problems every time something in the Bible proven to be true. It drives atheists crazy. You go, well, okay, but then maybe that happened. But, you know, it's just, once again, facts and truth and, you know, bringing the light to things is enough to drive them crazy. But, you know, it comes down to having a belief, having a faith, and thinking that all I know is I see buildings and I see nature and everything else there, and I look at buildings and automobiles. Somebody built those things, right? Somebody did. So I don't care what you want to call God. We didn't start this. You know, the stars that we see in the heavens and the universe that goes forever, try to wrap your mind around that stuff, that it just happened, okay? Somebody started it, guys, and it wasn't you and it wasn't me.
So you spent weeks going all throughout Israel with Dr. John Lennox. He's a university professor at Oxford, and he's also a mathematician in addition to being a philosopher. But what did Dr. Lennox show you about the resurrection, help you understand that a little differently than maybe just what you read on the pages of the Bible?
No, I want to reserve that for people to watch the documentary, because the only thing I'm going to give away is when John said, where's the body? Find the body. Because Muhammad, they had a body from him, right? He wasn't resurrected. I mean, so there's no other religion that has anything that the Christian religion has in terms of the resurrection. And that's one thing John will talk about a lot. But I want people to bring this to their churches, to bring it to their schools. Good luck with that. But I want people to look at this thing and take notes. This is a really educational, very fascinating video. And it's also certainly a travel documentary for Oxford, England, and also for Israel. So I hope people do check it out. Oxford blew me away. I mean, I've always heard of Oxford University. I didn't realize that Oxford is sort of like Boston, where there's colleges everywhere. And it's a Kodak moment wherever you turn. It's just a beautiful part of the world. And another thing I didn't know is that it was Oxford University back in the 1400s that translated the Bible into English. I knew somebody had to do that, but I was unaware of that fact.
I know. It's really interesting, too, because we take it for granted now that we can read the Bible and you go, oh, what translation do you like? You know, but like people died for that. People fought for that. And there was government leaders that didn't want regular people to read it. Then there was churches that didn't want people to read it in their own language and kind of wanted to keep like the priestly order on all of that. And a lot of manipulation that came through it. But there's a lot of people that died to give us the privilege to be able to read God's word in personal form.
We traveled to areas in Israel that were pretty fascinating to where these scholars worked and where they found the scrolls and where they found anything through archaeological digs. I mean, it was really, really fascinating for me. And I got to do things that most tourists don't get to do there. And one thing that stood out for me probably the most was what used to be a castle now is now just, they built a church around the balcony where Pilate stood with Jesus and Barabbas and said, which guy do you want me to give up? Which guy do you want to crucify? And I got to stand in that balcony, and tourists don't get to do that. And it was actually a Muslim man that works in the building there that became a Christian that brought me up there. And I said, you come out here with me. He goes, no, I can't go out. I cannot go out there. And I was like, wow. And then he said, you're doing something most people don't get to do. So it was pretty amazing to think that, you know, here's 2,000 years ago that I'm standing on the same balcony that Pilate did.
We're talking with Kevin Sorbo today at SOS Radio, and his new film is called Against the Tide. It's actually going to be in theaters for 2 days only this month.
Yep, November 19th and November 23rd. Once again, go to againstthetide.movie. That's againstthetide.movie. And just follow what it tells you to do in the link, and you'll find out a theater close to you.
Yeah, you guys put together a study guide, even for those that wanted to go a little bit deeper, because, you know, Dr. Lennox is actually a mathematician. You don't think a lot about math and theology going together, but that's a key part of his perspective on this.
On one of the campuses we went on in Oxford there, we actually went into an observatory. It's one of the very first observatories out there in the world. He talks about how they would chart the skies and, you know, use this as a way of proving that God existed. It was just incredible. And like I said, I really want people to watch this thing and make up their own mind and what he has to say and what other people have to say. Because it really happened with John, because of my movie God's Not Dead. The college student that I'm tormenting in this, as I play the atheist college professor, he challenges me with John Lennox's work. And I think that was the main reason why they actually got in touch with me to be part of this documentary. So it was an honor to get over there to England and, like I said, get down to Israel and walk in John's footsteps as we walked in Jesus's footsteps. It was incredible.
We're talking with Kevin Sorbo today at SWS Radio, and you obviously recognize him from Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and from movies like God's Not Dead and Soul Surfer and Let There Be Light. But in your travels with Dr. John Lennox, what surprised you the most when he was talking about how science not only backs religion, but actually supports it?
He says so many great things. He says so many wonderful, simple things. Put it for a simple layman, like I need to be told. We got to go to where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. We got to go where he came down near the waters and he saved a man that was lame his entire life and just told him to stand up and walk. I mean, just to be in those areas, those places that I've read about in the Bibles and the stories I've heard through Sunday school and church and through my youth group, it was incredible. We actually went back 6 months later, my wife and I took the kids and we took a group of 50 people. And we call it walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And it was even that we got to see things that I didn't get to see with Lennox.
As you were walking through Israel and putting together this new film Against the Tide, you know, you were seeing a lot of the places where Jesus walked. And as we're walking through our Christmas season and you sing these songs like Joy to the World, and you sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, and you sing songs like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and you see the story of Jesus and how it comes through all of these songs. You know, how has God helped you to see Christmas maybe a little bit differently since you were able to walk through Israel with an amazing theologian like Dr. Lennox?
I love Christmas. In fact, I started decorating yesterday. So I got the tree up. I got lights up. I like to have my Christmas decorations up in November, December, and January. I don't take them down until February 1st. So I love this time of year. I have wonderful memories of growing up in the Lutheran Church in Minnesota, typical Scandinavian Norwegian kid. It strengthened it, but I've always had a strong connection with Christmas. I've had a strong connection with what Joseph and Mary had to go through, the birth of Jesus, what happened there. I really wish we knew more about, you know, the teenage years and all that. We don't, you know, that's such a section that's missing. But, you know, everything was a preparation because God realized with his son, Jesus, that the minute he started doing what he was doing, he was going to get attacked. So it took really just 3 short years overall for him to go from prophesizing to being on the cross. So, you know, he wanted Jesus to grow up to be a man and grow up to be ready to handle all the things that were coming at him. So, you know, it's too bad we can't time travel and have somebody videotape everything there, because I think it's just amazing, an amazing story. You know, here it is 2,000 years later and people are still frightened by Jesus and they still have to be angry about Christianity. So he's still intimidating people, which is pretty incredible.
He's intimidating people with good news and truth.
Yeah, gosh,
figure, right?
We can't have that.
Well, we're talking to Kevin Sorbo, and his brand new movie is called Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science. And it's going to be a Fathom event November the 19th and the 23rd. And you can go to the website and put in your zip code. It'll show you all the different theaters around the country and our different SOS listening areas. Thanks, Kevin.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Once again, it's againstthetide.movie.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.